Episode 182.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, I'm going to talk about several key takeaways from the Free the Dream Conference in Franklin, Tennessee that will directly impact you and your business. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how's everyone doing? I am your host, Mark Mason, but this week I am not in the little studio in Dallas. I'm in the little studio in Arizona. I bet you didn't know that I had a studio in Arizona. As a matter of fact, I do. What I have is a somewhat mediocre hotel room close to Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. I'm here at the behest of my day job employment, and I'm doing some work here close to the university, and I'm here in a hotel room. It's late at night, so that part works because this is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, but there's work to do, and that's one of the things about a side hustle. You've got to work when and where you can, and you got to get stuff done, and that's just part of the gig. So I've got a portable setup. I've got a microphone that I carry with me when I'm traveling for just such an occasion. So if it sounds a little different than normal, I'm sorry about that. Hopefully it's not too terrible for you, and I'll be back in the studio next week with the podcast. But now I have an opportunity to deliver to you a fraction of the value that I received at the Free the Dream Conference in Franklin, Tennessee last week. As you know, I was there supporting my buddy Cliff and really getting value bombs of my own all weekend. I got to hang out with a bunch of my good friends. Leslie Samuel was out there, Michael Stelzner, Ray Edwards, and a bunch of people from the Free the Dream community that I've gotten to know and really enjoy. I got to hang out a little bit with Jeff Goins over at GoinsWriter.com. Sarah Anna Powers, it was just really amazing. Aaron Walker was there. It was a super fantastic experience for me personally. But when I got back, I was on the plane and I posted to the Free the Dream Facebook group. I asked the people there, what was your biggest takeaway from this weekend? It's kind of a tough question because there were so many things, but I did it specifically with this episode in mind. Because I know that once you hear these takeaways, and I'm just going to relate a few of them here, you'll know a couple of things. One, you'll know that you should be going to events like Free the Dream. In fact, tickets are on sale. Right now is the time to get your Free the Dream tickets for next summer. If you're interested, it will be in the latter part of July, and tickets are on sale, and the price is as low as it's ever going to be again. Of course, you can find those tickets at mindsetanswerman.com/2020. So with all that, let's get into the takeaways that I brought away that will help you with your business.
It's time to get to work building your internet business. One night at a time.
Okay, so I'd like to give credit where credit is due, but since I'm doing all of it without permission, I'll probably do based on first names. And the first takeaway that I heard from people that attended the conference was from Serena. She writes that dreaming big and aiming bigger and taking action are the key things that are needed. And that was her big takeaway, is that you need to do that, because when you go after what you want, you open the door to possibilities that are never, that you never thought were possible. I think Serena's got an awesome point there. And I'm even guilty of this, this idea of playing small. So many of us don't think, either due to imposter syndrome or because we've never been there before, or we don't see an example in front of us. We have such a, we don't think we can do as much as we actually can do in terms of playing big. We don't really even imagine what's possible. And when you don't dream big, you, your mind doesn't get busy trying to find a way to get there. So you really need to really open up your mind to what it is that you really want to achieve. Cliff has us do an exercise at the Free the Dream conference where you actually write down the things that you want, anything that you want without any restriction. And once you start to go through that exercise and force yourself to dream about all the things that you want, whether it's to save the environment or have a $1 million car or whatever it is, when you start writing down those big things, you put yourself in a frame of mind to imagine all of the things that might be possible. So Serena's point is absolutely awesome, and I love that one. Pauline says her top takeaway was to stop running and push past the glass ceiling and realize that the running that she's doing is all about fear. Now, this is a big topic at the Free the Dream conference. It turns out that most people that don't pursue their dreams, or they're unable to make progress towards their dreams, most people, I would say, are struggling with some manifestation of fear. The fear monster is doing something in their lives to make it so that they're not taking the action that they need to take to get to the dreams that they maybe don't even realize that they can achieve. Sometimes it's imposter syndrome. Sometimes it's a fear of success. Sometimes it's weird ideas about money. But whatever those fears are, one of the things that you should be doing whenever you feel hesitation, whenever you know you should do something but you're hesitant to do it, sometimes that takes the form of procrastination. You need to unpack that and try to understand whether or not fear is underneath there and causing some of the problems that you're having with regard to making forward progress on your goals. So fear is a big one, and Pauline nailed that one on the head. Chad, who gave an amazing talk at Free the Dream, said his biggest takeaway was, if you are very clear on the why that's underneath the things that you're doing, then the what you should be doing will take care of itself. It will become infinitely more clear. A lot of times we get that backwards. We put the cart before the horse and we worry about what when we're not clear on why. And let me tell you something about that. When you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, it's really hard to be good at what it is that you're trying to do. And as Chad points out, what's even worse is sometimes your what is just going to be completely wrong. When you get out of alignment with your why, your what gets all messed up. And Gail Hyatt, Michael Hyatt's wife, is very famous for saying that people who lose their why often lose their way. That's a clear way to articulate that if you don't know your why, you can't, it's so easy for you to lose your way. Now, Jeff Goins from Goins Rider is an awesome guy, and he made he had an amazing presentation at the event. And a lot of people resonated with his point that you shouldn't be running somebody else's race. You've got to quit comparing yourself to what everybody else is doing. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, we fall into these traps where we are comparing ourselves to other people. In my case, it's very easy for me to compare myself to my buddy Pat Flynn or to Michael Stelzner, who's running a multi-million dollar web empire with a giant conference. And, you know, it's really easy for you to look at the people around you, or worse, the people that you're following, and say, oh man, they're doing so much better than I am. I'll never be that good. Why am I not doing that well? That's the wrong thing to do. The only person that you need to be comparing yourself to is you. You need to run your own race. It's really important, because if you start comparing yourself to other people, that's going to lead you to a place where you're demotivated and you're not making the right kind of progress. I'm not saying that some healthy competition is not good for you, but you want to be very, very careful when you're making those comparisons. A better thing to do is to look at where you are now and compare yourself to where you want to be, and run that race, head in that direction, and compare the work that you do today with the work that you're able to do tomorrow. And Jeff did such an amazing job from the main stage of talking to us about that and explaining the importance of that kind of mindset. Javon Ellison was there. She is a force. She's an amazing woman. And she made the statement that you need to be sure you don't die with your song inside of you. That resonated so much with Vicky. And I think a lot of us, we're at risk of that. We're at risk of dying with our song inside of us because we haven't done the work to hear the song. We haven't gotten quiet and listened for the song inside of us so that we know what it is we should be singing. It goes back to knowing your why and getting to the right what and getting that song out of there. So don't die with your song still inside of you. So very important. A lot of people also resonated with, and I think especially Colin says this well, knowledge without application is just completely useless. You know, there's this old saying, it's a cliche, that knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge without application, as Colin points out, is completely useless. Dreaming, as we pointed out before, is super important, but it's not enough. You've got to design and implement actionable steps to apply what you learn to get to your goals. And that's one of the awesome things that Cliff works through in Free the Dream. I think it's a 25-step process to achieve anything that you want in life. And he's not kidding. It really is a process that you can use. It's actually quite amazing to achieve anything that you want in life. And all you have to do is follow the steps. Not saying that it's easy to achieve anything that you want in life, but knowing how to achieve anything you want in life is incredibly powerful. The thing is, even if you know what you want in life, if you don't take action to go get it, you won't get it. Just knowledge of knowing how to do something or knowing what you want is not enough to get you where you want to be. And that speaks directly to all of you out there who have taken 17 courses and they're all sitting on your hard drive and you haven't finished one of them and you haven't achieved your dreams because you haven't taken the action needed to get where it is that you dream about going. You've got to take the action, because that knowledge alone just simply is not enough. You know, there are a lot of Christian speakers at Free the Dream, which is awesome, in part because none of them are very heavy-handed about it. You know, it's even Ray Edwards particularly talked about the idea of miracles. And he makes the point that, you know, whether you think miracles are a God thing or a universe thing or a law of attraction thing, whatever your beliefs are, that's fine. But you need to allow for miracles in your business. And this was a big takeaway for Renee. She just says that the whole conference was a lesson for her in trust in the things that she believes in, that if she does work, that good things will happen for her and her business. And a lot of this kind of miracle idea, I think for me, comes to mindset. If you're expecting good things to happen, my experience in life has been that good things will happen. And if you expect bad things and failure and these kind of negative things to happen in your life, you will manifest those in your life. Being optimistic about good outcomes is not the same as counting on good outcomes in order to be successful. In other words, hope is not a valid business plan. But if you've got a miracle mindset where you expect miraculous things to happen, those miraculous things can and will happen. And Ray had a dozen examples in his talk that were really fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Now, for me, I think the big takeaway was one that I already mentioned, was Jeff's talk regarding the comparison trap. But I think it was one of the best ways that the power of that was illustrated by John, who confessed in the Facebook group that he had actually even sent a text to his wife from the conference saying that he felt like a little fish in a huge ocean and that he was completely intimidated by all the successful people in the room, not just the speakers, but the attendees, and hearing all the stories of everything that he was, that was around him. He was feeling afraid, is how he described it, because who was he to expect success and be at a place like this around all these amazing people? But then, in addition to Jeff Goins, John Morgan, another speaker at the conference, completely destroyed those negative feelings that he had with excellent talks about fear and running your own race. As we mentioned before, John Morgan particularly talked about punching fear in the face. I really want to encourage you, whenever you feel hesitation in your life, to unpack that hesitation and understand what's underneath it. There's always something underneath it. And if you have limiting beliefs or fear underneath these hesitations, you need to take action to undo those beliefs and limitations. And that's something else Cliff teaches at Free the Dream. I hope to see you at Free the Dream in 2020. It's going to be an awesome time. A lot of people have already signed up, and Cliff, I know, would just be thrilled to see you there.
This week, in the world of internet marketing news. Internet marketing news.
Okay, because this is an internet marketing podcast, we need to talk about what the crazy guys over at Google are doing. So if you read the Webmaster blog over at webmasters.googleblog.com, you noticed on Tuesday they published an article about the evolution of no-follow links. Now, right now, you probably remember, we've talked about this many times, there are two kinds of links that you can get that point to your blog or your article or the thing that you're trying to rank in Google. There are no follow links and do follow links. And, you know, links are important because links tell Google what content on the internet is important. The idea being that if someone is linking to an article, it must be a great article. And if there are a lot of people linking to an article, it must be a really great article. The problem is SEOs and other webmasters have been gaming this since the very beginning and creating artificial links to pages to try and rank higher in the search engine results. And about 15 years ago, Google established this idea of allowing webmasters to categorize links as do follow or no follow. For example, probably if you get a link from the New York Times to your website and they are referencing you because you're an expert in some area, that's probably going to be a do follow link. It's a legitimate link that really New York Times is actually citing you as an expert. And so the webmasters at the New York Times would typically mark that as a do follow link. Then there are the no-follow links, and an example of a no-follow link is typically the link you would get if you left a comment on someone's blog is a no-follow link because the webmaster's not really in control of that link. It encourages spam on the comments if they leave do-follow links in the comments, and so they usually mark those as no-follow. Another example of where you might use a no-follow link is if you had an affiliate link. You're not really citing Amazon.com if you link over to Amazon.com with an affiliate link. So as a webmaster trying to do the right thing, you would typically mark your affiliate links as no follow. And so what Google does is they try to read these and use them as signals about how important the link is. And of course, this relies on webmasters to do the right thing, which a lot of webmasters out there do, and a lot of software is set up, like comment software, for example, to automatically do this correctly. Well, on Tuesday, September 10th, the Google webmaster blog announced that they were evolving this to include two new categories: links that were UGC links and links that were sponsored. So now you'll be able to mark a link not just as a do follow link or a no follow link, but you'll also be able to mark it as sponsored or UGC, which stands for user generated content. And this is important because it allows webmasters to properly mark links that are paid. You know, you may be aware of this. You can pay someone in order to put your link in their footer or on their website. And that's been always a big no-no in Google webmaster guidelines. You're not supposed to pay for links. But sometimes you really just want to pay for a link to get the clicks. And this allows webmasters a way to sell links, but then to signal Google that they should not consider these links in search. So this in weighting the search results. So that's a good thing for webmasters because it allows them to take money for placing links and do it in a way that Google considers legitimate. The other thing that you can do is you can mark links as UGC. So those comment links that I was talking about, instead of marking them no follow, which doesn't really tell Google what they really are, those kind of links and links in forums can automatically be marked as user generated content, which signals Google that the links may still be a real citation and an important link, but it tells Google to understand that the full weight of the website that that link is on is not behind that link. That's not an editorial link made by a website editor. That UGC link is made by a user of that website. And therefore, probably what Google will do is consider that with less authority than a regular do follow link, but not with no authority. So it gives them a little granularity. What does all this mean and what should you do? That's the question that you want to know the answer to. What it means is that Google is continuing its efforts to get smarter and smarter about what the good content is on the web. This is a never-ending battle. They're using machine learning and artificial intelligence now, in addition to these additional rules and 75,000 other things, to try and answer the question, what is the very best web page given the term that someone just typed into Google? That's all Google cares about, is making sure that they return the most valuable web page from the perspective of the searcher whenever the searcher puts in a term and clicks on that search button. That's all they care about. And so they're just working harder to do that. What does this mean for you? Well, you should continue building links. Understand that Google is working harder and harder to understand the quality of those links. You should still never buy links. You should always look for legitimate links that are really citation links, where people are referencing you because you're an authority on whatever topic they happen to be talking about on their blog. But you should keep building links, because links will always be, at least for the foreseeable future, one of the many important ways that Google uses to decide whether or not to rank your content in the search engine results. But the other thing that you need to understand is that as a webmaster, if you've got links that are either user-generated content or, unusually, if you've got paid links on your blog, you need to do the work necessary to get these marked correctly eventually. If you use comment plugins, most comment plugins, I imagine, for example, on WordPress blogs will be updated to handle this UGC tag in the coming year. And so it's not something to worry about, but it is something to know about. Ultimately, what this all really means is that Google is going to keep working hard to make sure that they know what the best content is. And your only defense against that is to create amazing content. That's really the best SEO tactic that I can offer you. If you have the best content, then Google will eventually rank you at the top, because that is what they're pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into doing, is understanding what the best content is. And if that is you, you will eventually win in the long run. All right, all right. I hope you found that interesting, and I hope that I will see you at Free the Dream in 2020, an amazing conference, an amazing way to spend your time. And the best way, I think, to get your head right with your internet business would be to attend Free the Dream with me in 2020. Until next week, when I'm back in the little studio in Dallas, I hope you have an amazing one, and I'll talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so I caught myself today having a moment of scarcity mentality and negative thinking, and I'm always preaching against that, so I wanted to call myself out because I was a little embarrassed. So I was sitting in the air. I got to the airport early, and I needed to try and get to Tempe early, and I have status on American Airlines, and so I went to the counter, and I said, hey, I'd really like to go on the earlier flight. Can you move me on the earlier flight? And she said, we only have two seats left. I can't give you a seat, but I'll put you on standby. And because of your status, you're first in line. So unless something weird happens, you'll get to go ahead and go to the gate. So I ran to the gate and I sat there. And the gate agent was obviously a new guy who hadn't been doing it long. He was struggling, and I could tell, and I sat there and waited for him to clear me off the standby list. And now with American Airlines, you can see where you are on the standby list. And there I was, Mark Mason, number one on the standby list. And you could see it on the board. And he waited and waited and waited and waited and never cleared my name off the standby list. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I was getting more and more frustrated sitting there watching this guy who was not competent. Now, really, probably he's just new at his job, but I had had a long day already. It was already afternoon, and I was getting frustrated because I needed to get to Arizona, and I was worried about me, and I was not worried about him, and I didn't care whether he was new at his job, and I'm embarrassed about all of that, but that's how I felt at the time. So eventually, they start boarding the aircraft, and now I'm really frustrated because I'm going to have to load last. So I went up and stood up there, and the guy completely ignored me because he was working so hard to get people on the plane. He didn't even look at in my direction. He wouldn't even look at me to tell me that he couldn't talk to me. So I stood there until he boarded all the way through group four, you know, American boards and groups. And I'm standing there and he's intentionally not looking at me. I'm standing 4 feet from him, but he's struggling so hard to get people on the plane. I can tell that he's afraid that if he engages me in conversation, he's just not going to be able to handle both tasks at the same time, you know, scanning the boarding passes and greeting people and putting them on the plane. So I didn't stomp off, but I felt like stomping off, and I went back and sat down. And by this point I'm steaming because now I'm going to have to check my bag, and I'm going to, you know, check my bag, which is annoying. And I'm not going to be able to use my airline status to board the plane first because everyone's already boarded. I'm going to have to get on last. I'm going to be in a middle seat next to the bathroom. And all of, you know, I'm frustrated, but I need to get to Arizona. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So Everyone boards the plane, literally everyone, except for me. I'm sitting there by myself. And finally, he looks over at me and he says, "Mr. Mason?" And I said, "Yes." And he picks up a boarding pass and he said, "I got you a seat in the front of the aircraft and they're holding a place for your luggage in one of the bins up there. Go ahead and carry your luggage on and have a great trip." And I'm like, oh my gosh, here I am. I'm ready to kill this guy. And the whole time he totally had me covered. I felt like an idiot. All this to say, there's so many mistakes here. I just can't even begin, but it's really important to keep a positive attitude even when things are going crazy bad, because you almost never have the whole story, and I clearly didn't have the whole story tonight. It's also always good to give people the benefit of the doubt and not, you know, be so super critical right out of the gate of people when you don't have the whole story. I just told the guy, "Thank you. I got on the plane and I rode in comfort to Arizona." That's my story. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.